This podcast may contain adult language and situations, graphic, gory details, and other not so nice things. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm Lacey.
And I'm Ashley, and this is United States of Murder. This week, we're in Nebraska discussing a brutal murder that would change U.S. laws.
Then we'll talk about killings that rattled the Omaha community. So buckle up and join us on this dark and twisted ride through the Cornhusker State.
Arthur Soto and Vicki Francis met at the local bowling alley in North Platte, Nebraska. They were married in 1978 and had one daughter. They were told that Vicki could not have any more children, but joke's on them because 16 years later, at the age of 40, Vicki was pregnant.
I feel like that's when it happens, when doctors are like, nope, never going
to
happen.
Girl. So they're having a baby boy. They chose to name him Jackie Lee. And they learned very early in the pregnancy that the baby had Down syndrome. Money was tight, and the Soto family rented a basement apartment. On the night of December 2nd, 2001, while home alone, 8.5-month pregnant Vicki was brutally attacked while eating dinner. Her husband Arthur came home to find her lying in a pool of blood on the living room floor with both of her arms stuck out and her middle fingers out. Like,
oh my gosh.
She was flipping somebody off and she'd been posed like that. She had several defensive wounds on her fingers and hands. Some were deep enough that the bones could be seen. Her throat had been cut three separate times with a sharp instrument, about 8 to 12 inches long.
Ugh.
These cuts severed her carotid artery and ultimately caused her death and the death of her fetus. Both of her legs were amputated from the knee down.
Oh my gosh.
Her left leg under the kneecap and her right leg between the two ends of the leg joint. So police arrive and discover that the lower part of her legs were missing. So the person that did this took the part that they had cut off with them when they left.
And they had to have been there a while because I imagine that's not easy to do.
Well, and both legs and cut her throat and posed her. Just terrible. Vicki was buried with her baby boy in her arms that Friday. She had been set to give birth on Sunday. So just two days after. Yes. That's how close she was to her due date. Which is so awful. We just had a family death and we're kind of all trying to come to some sort of closure to the best that we can, which seems impossible for all of us. So I can't imagine what her poor family is feeling.
Right.
So 2 days later, Vicki's legs were found in a cardboard box hidden in a cement storm pipe by the river.
Why take them if you're going to leave? That's weird.
A local Walmart CCTV footage caught a man riding his bicycle towards the river with a box that had part of a leg sticking out of it.
Oh, my Lord.
This man was identified as 52-year-old Daniel Lossinger. On the evening of December 2nd, Daniel was visiting his girlfriend's sister, who lived in the house above the basement apartment that Vicki and her family lived in. No one knows how he got inside, but he did, and brutally attacked and murdered Vicki and her unborn baby. He would later tell someone while he was in jail that he cut her legs off so she would never run away from him again. Just so creepy. It would later come out that Daniel worked as a janitor at the bowling alley, which is where he had first seen Vicki, which is very disturbing. She was very charming and very beautiful, and she never had a crossword to say to anyone. No one knew why he would want to hurt her. Daniel was a high school dropout. He suffered from a learning disability and had an IQ in the 70s. He had a history of alcohol and drug abuse. He said he had his first beer at 7 and was drinking regularly by the age of 14. He smoked marijuana daily, and he had a rap sheet that dated back to 1972.
Wow.
He had been in prison 4 times and was placed on 18 months of probation and ordered to complete an anger management counseling course due to disorderly conduct charges right before he murdered Vicky.
Mm.
So Daniel's arrested and charged with murder in the first degree for the death of Vicky and the use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony. He pled not guilty. He eventually did enter into a plea agreement where he pled no contest to murder in the second degree and use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony. He was sentenced to 50 years to life for murder in the second and 10 to 20 years for use of a deadly weapon to be served consecutively.
Right.
He was given credit for serving about 2 years in jail before the trial. So Vicky's family is heartbroken that Daniel was only charged with killing her and not the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to act and testified before the Nebraska legislature. And on February 27th, 2002, which would have been Vicky's birthday, the governor signed a law that made killing a fetus a criminal offense. So Nebraska Revised Statute 28 through 31 says a person commits murder of an unborn child in the first degree if he or she, in committing an act or engaging in conduct that causes the death of an unborn child with deliberate or premeditated malice to kill the unborn child or the mother of the unborn child with knowledge of the pregnancy is a Class IA felony,
mm-hmm.
which is punishable by life in prison without the possibility of parole. So this is different than the Unborn Victims of Violence Act that was passed in 2004, also known as Lacey and Connor's Law, after Lacey Peterson and her mm-hmm. unborn son were murdered by her husband Scott in December of 2002. This law states that the crime carries the same penalty as if you had committed the crime directly against the mother and is charged as a separate offense. So he would have been charged with
right.
2 counts of murder. It also states that you do not have to require proof that the person had knowledge or should have knowledge that the victim was pregnant or they intended to cause harm or death to the child. And this is at any stage of development mm. of the pregnancy, which is odd. Maybe.
Any stage.
So you could be 8 weeks pregnant.
Well, I was about to say, though, how could they prove when you're, you know what I mean, that someone knew or didn't know?
Well, they don't have to under this new law, this Lacey and Connor's law. They could not know.
Okay.
So before these laws, the perp just got away with killing an unborn child, which seems crazy to me because 2004, which seems like 5 years ago, mm-hmm. it was 20 years ago. So the intent, obviously, in a murder is often the smoking gun and charging yeah. someone. So this kind of muddies the water a little bit, I feel like. No?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have intent to kill the baby.
Right.
But then you're charged with its murder also.
It seems like that kind of trial would be sticky in terms of right. trying to pinpoint what exactly it classifies as.
Right. It raises a lot of room for debate,
yeah,
I guess,
yeah.
which, well, I mean, vehicular homicide, if you hit someone.
Oh, good point.
Say if you are driving your car and you hit somebody, like they're in their car and mm-hmm. it's a head-on, rear end, whatever, and that person loses a baby as a result, they're fine, but they miscarry because of the accident. You can be charged with vehicular homicide.
Right. Wow.
Which it's a very hot topic debate.
Yeah.
I mean, but my personal opinion, I think 8.5 months is a bit different than 8.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying one loss is greater or less than,
right.
but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like they should have some kind of punishment, but I don't know when.
Right.
When.
That's a slippery slope of.
Right.
Yeah. What.
When does it determine if you should go to prison for life
mm-hmm.
versus it was a fucking accident.
That would be scary.
I wasn't paying attention and I hit somebody and they lost their baby. Ugh. And now I've been charged with murder.
Yeah.
So crazy. It's crazy. I know my case is super short. There wasn't a whole lot of information about it. Like, I couldn't even find any pictures of the people. I could find a picture of the husband, Arthur, but not of Vicky.
Yeah, that raises some good questions. I mean,
it's very, like you said, it muddies the water a lot. It's like, it's not my call to make, but I would hate to be on a jury trial where.
Yeah, I wonder what other states do.
These are like national laws. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So they just put them into effect. You know, they petitioned the court and like Lacey and Connor's law. It's across the U.S. I mean, I feel 8-9 months.
Well, yeah, they're viable.
Yeah. At
24 weeks. Sometimes in some 20 cases, rare cases.
Yeah.
It's a lot of help, but.
Right. Anyways,
it sounds like this guy, though, knew she was pregnant.
Well, clearly he knew.
Care. Yeah, that's like,
Yeah, it's not. I also feel definitely not that this is awful to even say, but if you are, when we've seen these cases where they cut the babies out or they stab their stomach, like Sharon Tate, or these situations, like, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're visibly trying to cause harm to the unborn baby.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. I don't know. Sorry. I'm glad you're not pregnant anymore.
I was about to say, I could not even.
I'm glad you're not pregnant anymore.
Oh, my God.
Terrible, terrible.
Well, this is the season when everyone's mowing their lawns while we record.
Is that what that sound is?
Yeah. So if anyone hears that, sorry, it'll probably happen all summer.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's flip over to my case, which is, of course, different because...
Well, good.
Yeah. Anthony Joseph Garcia was born on June 7th, 1973 in Los Angeles, and he received his medical degree from the University of Utah in 1999. Then he began residency at St. Elizabeth's Medical Center. However, after 6 months, he was forced to resign. He was forced to resign over unprofessional and inappropriate conduct, and I couldn't find anything online that elaborated,
but we know what that means.
I can't speak for all residency programs, but typically if someone is fired or forced to resign, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
It would have to be pretty bad, so whatever he did was beyond repair. But surprisingly, or maybe not, he was able to get into a new program in July of 2000. He began a new residency in the pathology department at Creighton University Medical Center, Bergen Mercy in Omaha, Nebraska. His attending physicians were not a big fan of his. He ruffled feathers immediately. He received poor reviews right off the bat from Dr. Chandra Butra. She said that, quote, he had an attitude problem. He just did not want to learn. I thought he was arrogant. He was mean. He liked to hurt people and derived pleasure from there.
Hurt people?
And so he was not a nice person. Can you imagine a work review saying like to hurt people on purpose and you're not a nice person?
Not, and you stay there.
You take pleasure from, oh my gosh, that's pretty bad. So this guy obviously had a very bad personality. Anthony proved to be an arrogant jackass because he immediately threatened to sue Dr. Butra. And this didn't work. It's like, guess what? Your professors are allowed to give you bad reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't work out. He wasn't able to sue her. But within the year, Anthony was terminated for erratic behavior by Dr. William Hunter and Roger Brumback. I mean, it's pretty obvious. He's a hot mess. Well, he's not hot. He's just a mess.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes, he's not hot. after that, he moved to the University of Illinois in Chicago and worked there until 2003, but left because he had migraines and depression.
Who doesn't?
I know. He decided to give residency a third shot.
Can you do that? Can you just get kicked out and then just apply again?
If you lie on your resume.
Oh.
You can't.
Okay. I was like, I didn't know that was an option.
Well, he enrolled in a psychiatry residency program at LS Health Sciences Center in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay.
And if they didn't do a whole lot of checking into him, maybe, I don't know this place, maybe they were desperate for physicians. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's, I don't know, but they didn't do a whole lot of background checks on this guy, which is very scary and sketchy.
I often wonder when you used to fill out applications 100 years ago, mm-hmm, to get jobs, and you would have to put, I was employed here to here.
Oh, yeah.
This is my last, the mm-hmm last three. How often people really did call and check? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know people who have called and, when I was applying for a job or this or that, where they were put down as a reference and they, mm-hmm, were called. But I wonder how closely they check your employment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you have to, for residency programs, have letters of recommendation, uh-huh, and all of that. And it didn't elaborate into if, sure, he made that stuff up, because no one would have written him a good letter.
Right.
So it's very, and also a huge gap between residency programs
and multiple,
and medical school. It's a mess. So he lied. I don't know what the extent was, though. So he enrolled in a psychiatry residency, mm-hmm, this time. The last two were pathology.
Okay.
I guess he's like, maybe I'll give this some shots. So he was there for almost 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And it's a 4-year residency.
Yeah, he's done.
So in February of 2008, so before he was able to graduate and all that stuff, the Board of Medical Examiners informed him that, sorry, I don't think you're going to be able to get a medical license because you failed to report your other two unfinished pathology programs. So finally,
someone catches him.
Someone caught him. Like, hold up, this, yeah, guy has lied. He's been in other things. He never reported this. Most people, if they're terminated or they're told they can't get a license, they argue it and they go before a committee and all that stuff. Well, what does he do? He leaves immediately. The next day, he's gone. He didn't even try to.
What can he do?
Yeah. He's like, I'm screwed. They, yeah, found me out.
I gotta go.
I thought I was in the clear. Then he applied and received a temporary license to practice medicine in Indiana.
What the hell?
Which is totally random. And this is 2009. So he's gone from LA to Utah to Nebraska to Louisiana. And now he's in Indiana. So he's gone through 5 states. Bebopping around. So it's hard to track him. And he's obviously lying on this too.
He's been incredibly lucky.
Oh, for sure. And I'm like, how does this happen in 2009?
This would never happen for me. Ever.
This is crazy. So he applied and received this temporary license to practice medicine in Indiana, but then he withdrew the application. I don't know why he would do that. Maybe he wanted to move on to bigger things. In 2009, he was hired to work as a contract physician in Chicago.
So now he's in Illinois.
Yeah, so now he's in a 6th state. Obviously, he's lying on all these resumes because he has not graduated a residency program. 2 weeks after he left LSU in Shreveport, after the two doctors were like, you're an asshole, basically. Yeah. On March 13th, 2008, Dr. William Hunter, one of the doctors that terminated him in Nebraska, arrived at his home in Dundee, Nebraska, to find his 11-year-old son, Thomas, and 57-year-old housekeeper, Shirley Sherman, deceased.
Stop it.
Yeah. They were both stabbed with kitchen knives from the house. Shirley was stabbed 15 times.
Oh, my God.
The house was not robbed at all, so it was not a burglary gone wrong. And there were witnesses in the neighborhood who described a heavyset man with olive skin driving a silver Honda CRV with an out-of-state license plate. and they produced a sketch based on their descriptions. So the Omaha PD investigated Thomas Hunter's entire family and the online people that he gamed with, but found no leads. I mean, who would have it out for an 11-year-old boy? Thomas was a sixth grader who loved math, science, and video games like The Legend of Zelda. So then they thought, okay, Shirley must have been the target. They investigated her family and friends but found no suspects. She was a warm-hearted grandma who loved gardening. Both of them just seemed like, why would anyone murder either of these people? Her family offered a $50,000 reward for information and hired a private investigator. But just a year later, the case went cold. The police couldn't find anything. 5 years later, on May 14th, 2013, a piano mover named Jason and his crew arrived at the home of Dr. Roger Brumback, the physician that worked alongside Dr. Hunter in Omaha. He was the one that also helped in terminating Anthony. The piano guy didn't think anyone was home, and he walked in, and one mover noticed a handgun magazine just lying in the doorway. And they were kind of like, something's amiss. Mm-hmm. They just kind of had a feeling, so they just right away called the police. The same detectives that worked on Thomas and Shirley's case happened to be the officers dispatched to the Brumback home. Isn't that wild? The same two.
5 years later.
Yeah. They found Roger with multiple gunshot wounds and a stab to the neck. His wife, Mary, was also stabbed to death with knives taken from the kitchen. Immediately, the detectives were like, okay, this is way too familiar. And it did not take much digging for them to find the connection between the two doctors. Then, just 4 days after the Brumback murders, Dr. Shonda Butra reported that someone tried to break into her home. She was the one that wrote that review.
Mm-hmm.
The police thought this intruder was scared off by her alarm system. As soon as the detectives found her connection with the other two doctors, they knew somehow this was related. They just had to figure out why. Detective Moise came up upon Anthony Garcia's file and saw that his termination from Creighton had interfered with his ability to get a job anywhere else, which was obviously a motive to attack all three doctors. He dug deeper and found out that right before the Brumback murders, Anthony purchased a gun that would fit the magazine found at the house. He was living in Indiana at this time, but there was evidence he had used his credit card twice in Nebraska near Dr. Brumback's house when he and his wife were murdered. And it's wild, too, because there's two states in between them. So he's just driving back and forth like it's nothing, where that's a long drive.
Yeah, to murder somebody and turn around. Mm-mm.
The Omaha PD worked with the officers in Indiana and the FBI, and then they were able to track down Anthony. He was arrested on July 15th. His blood alcohol limit was twice the legal limit, so immediately they were able to charge him with that and give him a DUI. When officers searched his car, they found a .45 caliber handgun, 50 bullets, an LSU lab coat, which is random, and a stethoscope. Nebraska authorities then took him into custody and charged him with 4 counts of first-degree murder and the use of a handgun. The state of Illinois suspended his medical license within days of his arrest.
Well.
How did he get the license is what I want to know. Anyway, his phone was taken in for evidence. Turns out the day they were murdered, he was searching for their address. The day of.
This is the craziest.
It was a plan, but it was just so like, oh, I'm going to drive there and I'll Google it once I arrive.
This sounds like a movie.
I know. It's so
crazy.
Ridiculous. Police also discovered several incriminating things at Anthony's Indiana home, including odd notes to himself, such as, remember to wear Band-Aids on fingertips. Park away from the home. Okay. First of all, park away from the home. Like, why would you write that down on a piece of paper?
Don't forget.
How incriminating can you get?
I am also a list maker.
When you murder these people to do, like, no.
That would be me. I'm like, I'm a list.
He thinks he's so smart, but it's just like.
I'm a lister. I get it.
He also wrote down a plan to impersonate another Anthony Garcia and an escape plan by boat, which raises questions for me. Where? Because Nebraska is smack dab in the middle of the United States.
Literally landlocked.
Like, what? He didn't end up using a boat, so I don't know where the boat thing came from. Investigators also found that when he was in Louisiana, he owned a silver Honda CRV, fitting the description that was seen at the Hunter home. In addition, his saliva sample matched DNA left behind at the Boutre's house when it was tried to be broken into. And this was the same day the Brumbacks were killed, so he was trying to get both of them in the same day. And he didn't care who was home, clearly.
Right.
This was all presented during Anthony's trial on October 3rd in 2016. The defense argued that the internet searches on the phone were planted. There's a lot else, so I don't know. Throughout the majority of the proceedings, Anthony wore headphones and appeared to be asleep. And I will have to post one of these pictures.
What?
When I'm talking, he has his head cocked to the side, rolled back, eyes closed.
He could care less.
I can't even believe you're allowed to do that. If I were the judge, I'd be like, no, you have to freaking raise your head and keep your eyes open.
I can't imagine any judge would let him do that either.
I know. I'm like, you're allowed to sleep through stuff like that?
No, no.
It looked terrible for him.
No.
I don't even, he couldn't even fake it. On October 26, 2016, Anthony Garcia was convicted on 9 counts, 4 counts of first-degree murder, 4 counts of use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony, and 1 count of a felony burglary. His defense counsel withdrew from the case before sentencing, leaving him with a public defender. That's not good. They're
like, we can't do anything
here. He's so bad, we're bailing.
We can't do anything with this.
In 2018, a 3-judge panel sentenced Garcia to death, and he was sent to the Tecumseh State Correctional Institute. He had an appeal for a new trial and noted 130 alleged errors made during his trial that involved 15 topics, including motions to suppress, DNA and digital evidence, ineffective counsel, and constitutionality of the death penalty. He also described himself as having, quote, a diminished capacity. The Nebraska Supreme Court denied his appeal, so he's still on death row, which, when I heard about all those errors, I'm like, oh God, he's going to have another trial. But no, they're like, no.
No.
In 2010, Creighton University unveiled a memorial to Thomas Hunter installed on the southeast lawn of the school's cardiac center. In 2023, the statue was moved near the C.L. Rachel and Werner Center. But, yeah, just...
That is crazy. So, I've never heard this.
Technically, he is classified as a serial killer, but yeah. I had not heard about it either.
Sounds like a major revenge killing.
Yeah, and I don't know why there were so many years apart. It's like...
I mean, maybe he would have let it slide until that final straw in Louisiana.
I guess that was the straw that it was like, okay, I'm not going to get away with it. So
somebody has to pay.
I was telling Samuel about this last time. I'm like, have you heard of this? And he's like, no. What?
Yeah, that's insane. People that, you know, that's the thing is like people like him, and maybe he was waiting, you know, just to get his revenge at a certain time, or maybe that was what broke the camel's back, you know, that final straw. Yeah. But if you think about people you have wronged in your life, that one of them may come back for you all these years later, that's scary. I'm sure I've pissed a lot of people off.
I mean, it had been 5 years for the one guy, and just firing someone, that's his job.
Like,
if you're not good at your job, you're fired.
You gotta go.
There were a million people that probably thought he was a terrible resident.
Well, that had complained about him?
Oh, I'm sure.
Or he wouldn't have even got all the bad reviews and things.
So.
Ooh, please don't come after me, anyone I've ever made mad. It's not that big a deal. Trust me.
Well, and he didn't even care that there was an 11-year-old child.
Well, he wasn't even there.
Well,
the
that's
doctor.
What's wild. He didn't know. He obviously planned it because he had to drive there.
Yeah.
So it was a long drive. He didn't stake out the house to make sure he was there. It's like he just, the day of, Googled the address, went to the house, walked in, assumed he would be home. Killed whoever was there.
That's so terrible. Terrible.
Terrible person, just start to finish. And I couldn't find anything that he had a bad upbringing or anything. His family was at the trial crying. He had a brother was like, I can't believe my brother would do something like this.
I was going to say, it probably shocked that
they were surprised by this. It just sounds like he was a cold-hearted person.
He just flipped one day. Oof.
I know.
Let's change the subject.
Yes, let's.
Do you have anything for me?
We have a new patron, Lauren S. from Kansas. Thank you, Lauren. I have not sent these stickers yet because I know that I haven't sent any Kansas ones, so I'm going to get those out to you, but thank you very much.
Thanks, Lauren.
And do we have any other patrons? Maybe. Let's see. Audrey C. from Florida. I think we did talk about her, right?
I think so.
Thanks, Audrey, just in case, again.
Lacey, get
I normally write this down. I swear, I normally write this down. Thank you regardless. Let me just go down the list of every single patron we have. And thank you just in case. And we have some shirts left in all sizes as we record this. By the time you reach out, no promises. We even have one 3XL left.
Awesome.
Two smalls left. Those are the ones we're in lowest supply of. But if you'd like one, let us know your size and mailing address. Hit us up on email at unitedstatesofmurder@gmail.com or slide into our Instagram or Facebook DMs. All the links are in our show notes, but they're really soft. They're good quality, better than the, you know, print-on-demand shirts you find.
They're super cute.
If you live out of seas,
if out of
you
seas?
Live out of the sea, if you are in the water and you like one, no, if you are overseas or out of the country, the price will be different. If you want one, DM us and we'll look into it. They'll be more expensive because
shipping
is expensive over there. But
we still want you to have one though.
Yeah, even if you're in the waters.
If it's a bathing suit.
If you're a mermaid, reach out. You get one for free if you're a mermaid.
And hopefully we'll get some hats for the summer. I know a lot of people.
Oh, someone DM'd us about a vendor today.
I'll have to reach out
to them. Yeah.
Hell, I want a hat.
Yeah.
Happy Eclipse Day.
Oh, this will come out on Eclipse Day.
This comes out on Eclipse Day.
Half of the people will be off of work not listening.
Well, schools are closed. There's probably
Are they
really?
Yes,
schools are closed. There's probably no phone or internets.
Okay.
Traffic's backed up, so you're listening to this.
This did not happen when I was a kid.
No. So, I'm probably projecting, but.
This can't be like this everywhere. It's just the states that have the big.
Well, it's the ones who
are in the zone.
Totality.
Yeah, totality.
Yes.
It sounds so scary.
We record a week ahead or behind, however you look at it. So do you have any predictions of ecliptical things that may happen today, Lacey?
I just think the tree frogs and the bugs will be like, rah, rah, you know, when it goes dark.
Do you think it's going to be sunny or cloudy? You think we're going to be able to see it? Because, the yak is really on this.
Is he going back? Is the yak backtracking?
He's going back and forth between, I think it's going to be good.
I think it'll be okay.
I hope so. I hope so.
I think it'll be fine. They tried to do a April Fool's joke on us saying, oh, it's rescheduled. Like, what?
Like, wait, what? Yeah, one of our friends sent that in a group and was like, it's moved. It's not going to come through Little Rock now. It's moved. It's over further east. I'm like, you bitches.
I will say this. I do think animals will have a strange reaction. And the zoo here is doing something. I'm not going to a zoo.
I don't want to be at the zoo.
Are you kidding me?
No, we don't need anybody storming any cages.
Right? That's what I was thinking. I'm like, I'm not going to the zoo just in case. I don't think anything weird will happen other than the city being way too freaking crowded.
It's going to be crowded. I think that we're going to have issues with cell phone service and internet. Because any music festival you've ever been to, there's
like
no fucking service.
A less fun concert.
You can't get out because the lines are just jammed. That's
it's like 100%. A concert without the music.
Exactly.
And
darkness. So, speaking of bugs and things that you said, let's talk about the cicadas that are going to invade
cicadas.
The southern U.S. So 2024 is the year of the cicada. Did you know?
Okay, but can I tell you, I feel like they say this every single year.
Well, in the coming months, certain states will experience rare natural event that hasn't occurred in over 200 years. The emerging of two separate broods of cicadas.
Okay, so two broods.
Two separate batches of periodical cicadas will emerge in masses spread across much of the eastern half of the U.S. These insects will crawl out of the ground once every 13 to 17 years in a rush of mating and egg laying until the adults die, and the next generation is tucked back underground until their own teenage years. Ew. Hello, spring break 1997. This is the cicada rumspringa, basically.
And they're huge.
Can you imagine little bugs in bikinis? Ha
ha. They're big bugs.
they are big bikinis.
We've gotten one in our house before.
They're huge and scary and loud.
Jax was attacking one outside once, and I was trying to get it out of his mouth. I mean, they look like
they're a little huge mouse. They're gross.
And then I was shooing him back inside. He brought it in, and they scream.
Yes.
They scream bloody murder.
So this will be the first time that both the 13-year brood and the 17-year brood emerge across adjoining territories. When the insects have matured, they will start to emerge from the soil. Once the soil reaches 65 degrees, they will likely start in the south as early as April, when the cicadas will begin their own weeks-long breeding binge before death. I mean,
what in the world?
I could say
so.
So they've been just living underground
this whole time.
Maturing to teenagers, and then they've got to wait till it gets like 65 degrees.
That's their time.
And then they're coming out. Although species of cicadas each look slightly different, their real distinction comes in the call the male insects make with rigid membranes on their abdomens. Those are called abs. I'm just kidding.
I was like, wait, what?
So each species makes a different, sings a different song. And the females recognize it. So basically, they're hot band guys with abs.
Ew, they're screaming and screaming.
They're singing.
For my take.
They're singing. They're playing on their rigid membranes on their abdomen.
Ew.
They're not poisonous. They're not like spiny. And they're slow flyers. They're really just like sitting ducks.
Until you get one in your entryway, and then they're just running into the walls, ping, bing, 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 bing. And it's like a ping pong machine trying to get it out of your house.
So their only defense is coming out in billions with a B. Predators can't eat all of them, but they will get some of them because they're not fast. So, like, birds will eat them.
And they're huge.
Yes. So, it will be a long time before these two emerge again. This won't happen again until 2245.
I'm just going BS on that. I feel like they're always around.
No, when they're, but the same, the same two different kinds. Not the kind, there'll be two different species.
It's like the Montagues and the Capulets.
It's exactly what it is.
Star-crossed lovers, yeah.
And it's spring break, and their abs are out, and they're singing their song. And the last one occurred in 1803 when both of these were out. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to see their dried up shells all over the place after this is all said and done.
Yes. So the U.S. looked very different then. Thomas Jefferson was president the last time this happened. The Louisiana Purchase had not been completed, and there were only 17 states.
Holy crap.
Yeah, we were still 58 years away from the Civil War and 166 years away from Neil Armstrong landing on the moon, since we just talked about space.
Oh,
166 years. So, if the weather is consistently warm and dry, the cicadas will finish mating sooner rather than later.
I hope sooner.
Seems like it would be opposite, but I'm no scientist. So, their lifespan is 4 to 6 weeks, and then they'll start to die off in late June.
God.
But I hope they have a good time just singing and screwing.
Keep your distance, yeah.
They're just up here for a good time, not for a long time.
Not for a long time. They hit it hard. Oh, my God.
It says kids will remember this in their lifetime for being disgusting and loud, but also in a way magical. And
Otters just cries all summer outside.
I feel like a lot of us can relate to that. Disgusting and loud, but in a way it's magical. That needs to be on a t-shirt.
Oh, God.
Our new t-shirt
coming out. Putting a cicada graphic on a shirt.
Disgusting and loud, but also in a way magical.
So gross.
Yeah, so these bugs hang out till it gets warm. And then they come outside, bang for a few weeks, nonstop. then go back in the house and they just scream at the top of their lungs.
Oh, God.
This is fucking punk rock, Lacey.
They are so loud.
This is punk rock. I'm no longer scared of them. I'm actually a little jealous of their carefree lifestyle.
I bet Wendy will try to eat some.
Oh, my God. I'll have a fucking heart attack.
They are huge.
I've seen them.
It's a meal.
I don't want one in the house. But anyways, that's my spill on the cicadas. The weather is getting warmer.
Oh, God.
Except for today, it's cold.
It's really – well, it looks nice. It's deceiving. And then you go out into a wind tunnel.
It's awful, which is why I sound like a Timu Bonnie Tyler.
It's like we're in Nebraska and Kansas with this wind.
Ugh. Lacey had her pool open this weekend.
I did.
It's heated.
It was not windy, and it was warm.
I was freezing.
You were freezing. The water was 93 degrees.
I'm like, I can't. I have to
get
it.
Are you serious?
I have to let it get warmer before I get back in the pool. That's probably why I sound like this. I'm sick. You gave me a cold.
It was like a hot tub.
She's like, no, this is amazing. I'm like, no, I have pneumonia.
Oh, my God.
Next weekend, I'm going out of town to a cabin with some friends. It should be fun. Catch up, shenanigans in the country and dive bars.
Wait, is this the Oklahoma one?
No, I'm going up to the Spring River.
Oh.
Why'd you say it like that?
Are you kayaking?
No, I'm drinking, hanging out in a cabin.
Okay, you're not going to be on the river because that's a crazy river. That's why I asked.
I have been on that river multiple times.
It's a doozy.
And no, it's too fucking cold. When it's 100 degrees, it's too cold. No, I will not be getting in the water. Okay. I will just be
good. That's
hanging
good.
Out on patio. That's what I mean by outdoorsy.
You said this coming weekend?
Well, when this comes out, yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. So that's all my plans. Do you have any plans?
No.
Have you watched the documentary of the Nickelodeon?
I haven't, and I don't think I'm going to.
It's not great.
But I did read all the notes. Like, I'm caught up on the Drake stuff, what he did, then what happened. And I looked at the court documents on what happened to him. Horrific.
It's terrible. And I was super shocked by the actors and actresses who supported these people.
I was too.
I was
and
like,
I
you
read
gotta be
their
shitting
letters.
Me. Here's the thing. If you haven't watched it, sit on Lacey's side. If you've watched it, come on over here. I think we can all be in agreement. They couldn't have known what they were writing it for.
But obviously, they believed he was innocent. But at the same time, if you're up against some...
But then again, I'm like,
you don't want to mess with that.
You've had to have known to some degree what he was being charged with, or you wouldn't have wrote, I was shocked. There's no way he would have done this. So done what? You were told something. You know what I mean? You can't play stupid and smart at the same time.
And someone, and I can't remember who, it wasn't one of the big whatever. Is there a cicada outside?
Girl.
It wasn't one of the big names that was listed, but someone was like, he totally convinced me that Drake manipulated him. I'm like, a child cannot manipulate a grown-ass man into having sex.
You can't,
period.
Yes.
Like,
he had to have been seduced by a 14-year-old child.
And I'm like, that's – you saying that is like a shit show of a opinion.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, and I looked at pictures because I didn't watch that show.
I didn't either. It was after I was a grown-up.
I didn't watch those channels then. And I looked up a picture of him. And not that it matters. He could look like anything. But then it's like Drake looked like a freaking little kid.
He's a kid.
I'm looking at that and I'm thinking.
He's a child.
How in God's name could you?
No.
I could throw up.
Oh,
that's
I know.
Why I don't.
Don't watch it. It's not. I mean, but let me tell you something.
So
you can
gross.
Watch.
Okay. Thank you.
Palm Royale. It's on Apple TV. Do you have that?
No.
It's got Kristen Wiig in it. It's set in the 60s.
Oh, I love her.
Palm Beach. It's so good.
I think I know what you're talking
about.
She's
trying to get in this country club, trying to get in this rich society. It's kind of Desperate Housewives-ish.
Okay.
I love it. Watch the first two episodes. It's so good.
Oh.
And now you're like, well, fuck, can't watch it.
Well, I mean, sometimes we get Apple TV. If we need to watch something, we'll do a 1 month.
It's super cute. And I need some movie suggestions from listeners because I am patiently waiting on Late Night with the Devil.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
That's on.
It's going to be on Shudder on
Shudder.
April the 19th is when it comes out. But
there's something else coming out in a few days.
It's in theaters now. I just haven't.
I don't ever go to the movies. Well, obviously now.
Is it the one with Crybaby Oz?
Yes.
Oh.
That's coming out like on the 6th or 7th, right? I could be wrong.
Is it on Shudder?
No.
It's in the theater.
I don't know.
Damn it.
I don't even know the name. It's She's a Nun or something, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
It's like Immaculate or something.
Yes, you're right. Something like that.
Yeah.
No, it has to be in theaters right now because a guy on my Facebook was talking about how he's normally not a fan of hers, but he liked this movie.
So it's got to be scary. I have one more quick thing, and then I'll stop talking.
All right.
A little true crime in the headlines. Did you see this, where this man was arrested for allegedly removing human remains from a train wreck?
No.
In Kern County, California, eyewitnesses and video was given to several news outlets that show a man eating a human leg that he removed from the scene of a train wreck. Yeah, he was arrested on Friday on a misdemeanor charge of removal of human remains from somewhere other than a cemetery. He was also charged with possessing a controlled substance and a felony charge related to violating his probation. He removed the human body part from the scene of a train collision in Wasco, California, that resulted in the death of one unidentified person. It says it's unclear if the leg in question belonged to the individual who was killed, but probably so. Witness near the scene said he was waving what appeared to be a human leg around and biting into it.
Ew.
I'm not sure from where, but he walked this way and he was waving the leg and started chewing on it over there. He was biting it and hitting it against the wall, said the eyewitness. So there are censored video footage of this happening, eating the leg. Police arrived at the scene and...
this wasn't your wacky?
No. Found the person and the severed leg about 8 a.m. local time. He was arrested without incident and is scheduled to appear in court next week. Yuck. There is no way.
No.
I would not freak out if I saw this. This, I would be like, zombie, 2 o'clock. I would zoom to my car, throw gravel, Dukes of Hazzard style. I would swear this was Patient Zero and this was World War Z about to start. And no one could convince me otherwise.
It's like Rick on the first episode where he's like, hi, little girl, you want some help?
Swear to God. if I saw this, I would be like, this is it. And, yeah. And then it would be a huge conspiracy and people were lying to me and trying to cover this up. There's no way. There's no way if you saw someone eating a human leg that you wouldn't know.
Oh, Lacey's yeah, like, I don't know. I would just run away. No. I would escape fast.
Well, that's
I would
what
just
I said.
Get out of the vicinity.
I'd slide across my hood like Daisy Duke and be out of there. Shoom.
Yeah. No.
And then would swear that the government was trying to cover up a zombie apocalypse. I'd be crazy Woody Harrelson.
What town was this again?
It was in Kern County. It says Wasco, California.
Oh, okay. So at least it's a ways away.
Girl. Us,
at least. Sorry, California.
It's going to be carried on the wings of a cicada.
If you have seen someone waving a body part.
You've seen someone biting a leg.
Email us. Oh, boy. Where are we next week? We only have
two states left.
And I have no idea which state.
Two states. And then, because you didn't keep up with your calendar. Like I did.
I have it, but...
Connecticut.
What's the other one?
Illinois.
Okay.
And then our Patreon, which we kind of talked about.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to talk about.
We're thinking we are going to talk about conjoined twins.
Yeah.
Dun-na-dun-na-dun-na.
I'm still researching, trying to figure out...
There's so many.
...which angle I want to approach.
I was looking this up today and came across so many
really
interesting cases of conjoined twins.
Mm.
So join Patreon.
Yeah. That'll come out in April. We're in April, but it'll come out in a couple weeks for the end of April.
Where are we?
What day is this? What time is fake?
Listen, we gotta go.
Bye.